Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Israel, and even as two hostages were released, Israel is now vowing to fight until victory, even with those two hostages being released so far. We've got a lot more to tell you about that as we go through the morning here. Welcome to the weekend edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here. And, of course, the weekend edition is a little bit different than the program Monday through Friday, because this program will be heard in some different time zones and different time slots over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So some of you may be picking this up in the middle of the day on Saturday, or the middle of the day, or the night on Saturday night or Sunday. And so we're glad to be with you. Some of you will be with us for an hour here or 2 hours there. But whatever time zone you're hearing this in, we're glad that you are joining us this morning. And of course, we're broadcasting to our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California. And we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, and of course via satellite on the GCN network. By the way, of course, go to GCNlive.com if you'd like to pick up a live stream for the program. That way you can take the program with you wherever you want to go. If you're out of your car or away from your radio, you can always use the live stream on your phone, for example, or pick it up on your computer, or even better yet, you can send a link to your friend somewhere else in the country or even in the world if you'd like to tell them about our program here. So we would sure appreciate that. GCNlive.com, that's the website. And, of course, you can also go over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to go over there and send me a direct message, simply click on the link, send Kyle a direct message. And also, and this is really exciting, folks, just here at the end of the week, we began our ability to take live calls again. And again, if you're just joining us with the program or been away for a little bit, we had to move some things around behind the scenes in order to sort of streamline a couple of things here and there. We've finally finished with that. So that's the great news. And here's the other news. We got a brand new telephone number for the program. So this is also very exciting. So don't call the 877-969-8600 line anymore for this show, because we have our brand new, very own phone number, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And calls, as they say, operators are standing by. So we're glad to be able to hear from you. And on the Friday edition, when we were really being able to take calls en masse, we had a lot of great callers, a lot of people calling in. We had a first-time caller. So it's really, really exciting, and I'm really glad to be with you here today. All right. So once again, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And we will start up here with our first story of the night. Oh, and by the way, later on we'll be speaking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. So, yeah, let's tell you about Israel. Israel is vowing to fight until victory after Hamas releases two hostages. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed, again, to fight until victory in Gaza, signaling no pause in his military's bombardment and expected invasion of the enclave after Hamas released two hostages. The Islamic group Hamas, which governs Gaza, on Friday released Americans, one Judith Tal Ronan, 59, and her daughter Natalie, 17, who were kidnapped in its attack on southern Israel on October 7th. An image obtained by Reuters after their release showed the two women surrounded by three Israeli soldiers and holding hands with Gal Hirsch, Israel's coordinator for the captives and missing. Reached by phone outside Chicago, Yuri Ronan, the teacher, the teenager's father, said he spoke with his daughter by phone. She sounds very, very good, very happy, and she looks good. There were the first hostages confirmed by both sides in the conflict to be freed since Hamas gunmen burst into Israel around and killed around 1,400 people, mainly civilians, and abducted around 200 others. Two of our abductees are at home. We are not giving up on the effort to return all abducted and missing people, Netanyahu said in a statement released late Friday night. Well, folks, again, I think maybe the Americans might have been released, perhaps because Hamas and those who are behind Hamas fear drawing the American people's wrath. I'm not so sure that they are overly concerned about Joe Biden and his wrath, and I don't say that to be cavalier or to be funny, but I do think that the terrorists, and again, those who are behind them, like Iran, state sponsor, the largest state sponsor of terrorism, basically, I think they don't want to have the American people begin to turn, because they have this very effective propaganda campaign going on. You have these very effective protests all across the country, especially on college campuses, and I think that they believe, Hamas and others, believe that they're actually getting good press. So maybe they're trying to minimize the idea that the American people would start turning against them. Well, we'll see. And we're going to see a lot more on the other side of the break, folks. A lot going on this morning, this weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. Please, don't go anywhere.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Racing across your radio dial in the overnights all across America. Kyle Warren with you, and it is a great pleasure to be with you, of course, as we continue through this weekend edition of the program. Don't forget, you can go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can send me a direct message there if you like. You can also dial our brand new telephone number, 949-822-7959, 949-842-7959, if you'd like to call in and opine this morning here on this weekend edition. And I do understand we might have had a little bit of a technical issue in the first segment of the program. I believe that's getting cleared up, and I want to thank everybody behind the scenes who is helping to make that happen. So we really do appreciate it. And speaking of the telephone number, 949-822-7959, I do believe we have a caller on the line right now. Let's take the call and see what they would like to talk about on this weekend edition. Good morning, line one, caller. You're there. Good morning. What's your name? What you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Kyle, how are you doing, man? And congratulations on your show. My name is Tony, and I'm from Tampa.
Okay.
I just wanted to say this. The best friend this country has is Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu reminds me of Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump. If ever we were at any trouble or we ever needed any help, Benjamin Netanyahu would always be there. And I would...
Yes? Go ahead. Go ahead. Can you hear me? Hello, Tony. I don't know if we lost Tony or not. Tony? Okay, well, Tony, call me back if you can. We might have had, an issue there with Tony. But, Tony, give me a call back, and we'll be back on the line. I think we're going to go over to line two. Let's pick up line two. Good morning, line two.
Hello.
Hello, yes, good morning. You're on the air. Welcome to the program.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Yeah, I have a question for you. What happened to Matt Groot?
Well, you know, I appreciate the question very, very much. He is off taking some personal time right now. We're praying for the captain, of course. We appreciate you calling about it, and I think it's going to be addressed in a different forum at a different time. But I really do appreciate your call this morning, and call back anytime. Thanks again. All right, let's go back to line one. I think we got line one coming back in right now. Is that? Are you back, Tony? Hello, Tony. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back, Kyle, but there's a lot of interference.
Okay, well, I appreciate that very much. We are going to check on that here again. We'll try to see what the issue is, and we're going to get it taken care of. So I really do appreciate it.
All right.
All right, everybody.
All right, Kyle.
Yes, go ahead.
Kyle. I'll talk to you later, man.
Thanks a lot, Tony. Take care. I appreciate your comments. All right. Tony was talking about Benjamin Netanyahu being a great friend of the United States of America, and that is, I think, very, very true. I think that we all share the same values. I think that we all share the same values. We share the same goals. We share the same basic outlook, the same basic structure of our societies. We share the same things about how we are going to live peaceably on planet Earth. Now, obviously, contrast that with Hamas. Contrast that with the terror organizations. Contrast that with North Korea, with Vladimir Putin. The list goes on. Contrast that as well, I think, even with Beijing at this point. Because we see these things happening around the globe. We see players that want to dominate. They don't want to simply be a member of the community of nations, but they want to be able to dominate things. Not just dominate them economically, but I think dominate them politically as well. Because right now, while we are focused, and rightly so, we're focused on things happening in Ukraine, we're focused on things happening in Israel, but what's happening across the world right now is you have countries like China looking to spread their influence. For example, they have their Belt and Road Initiative, and that influence is there such that China can begin to exert their own methodology, their own vision, their own ideas moving forward, and gathering together a large group of nations that would be ultimately subservient to their ultimate wishes. And I think that's also incredibly important. So what we have happening is, yes, we focus on Ukraine and now on Israel, but the job of President of the United States, the job of leadership, is truly a job that you have to be able to balance and juggle all these different things all at one time. And you have to have a clear overall vision of how you're going to counter other countries and other ideologies and other forces that want to be able to disrupt a peaceful coexistence of different countries on planet Earth. I think it's just that simple. So obviously you have President Biden, I think, not really being able to do that, not really being able to at the very least exert the notion that he is in charge. You know, when Tony called, he talked about Ronald Reagan. Well, Ronald Reagan had that ability, I think, to at the very least give the notion to all of our friends, but our foes especially, that the core value system, or the core of Ronald Reagan's beliefs and convictions, were going to be something that no matter what happened, no matter what came upon planet Earth, no matter what these other countries might do, whatever a foe might do, it would always run right smack dab into the wall of Ronald Reagan's convictions. And they knew that he would take care of business at that point. And it's, sometimes it varies. Sometimes you have another president or, you know, just in history where your foes think, well, I don't know what this guy's going to do. I think President Trump fits into that category. And so at the same time, it means that bad actors might say, well, we're not going to do this because this guy's going to do something weird. I mean, he could devastate us as a result of this. And that is very, very unpredictable for them. So they want to go with something they know that they can basically get away with. That's why I think in the case of Iran, they went down that road and they gave the okay to Hamas because they said, well, Hamas, we're going to, do this operation. You have our full support. This has been in planning stages. Some say maybe even over the last couple of years that they're going to go ahead and do this. Why? Because Biden is president and we don't think Biden's going to be able to do anything about it. We don't think that he's really going to react. And what did President Biden do? Basically, was go to Israel to make sure that he would tamp down, I think behind closed doors, tamp down their notion of actually going in and really going after to root out Hamas. So we hear talk of, well, you know, we've got laws of war and so forth, and we're going to have to make sure that they follow that and don't get overly enraged about anything, and on, almost as if he's trying to make sure that the terrorist groups and the terrorist sympathizers, of which I guess now there are legion in this country, evidently, based on these protests, that somehow the terrorist sympathizers will say, okay, well, President Biden, he's not really on Israel's side. I mean, he's really, although members of the squad might tell you something different, but overall, it's designed, these comments are designed to sort of walk the tightrope to some degree. And not be unequivocally against what happened to Israel and full support of going in and making sure that Hamas can't do it again. You know, Israel already operates under the notion that they are not going to be bad people, that they're not going to be, they're not going to do war crimes or these kinds of things. They're going to go in and get rid of Hamas as best as they can, and at the same time being completely cognizant of trying to minimize collateral damage. Well, guess who doesn't try to minimize collateral damage? Yep, that's right. The terror groups themselves. The terror groups themselves don't try to minimize collateral damage. So this, my friends, is sort of where we're at right now. And this is where, moving forward, and I think, again, as I mentioned before, the presidential election is going to be, is may turn on something like this, on this development of these events. It may turn on this because Americans will say, wait a minute, the world's catching on fire and nobody is able to put it out, at least not in this administration. So, folks, more to talk about, of course, as we continue through the Overnights in America. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere because there's a lot more coming up right after this short interlude.
Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You USA News Update. President Biden announced from the White House Friday that humanitarian aid is set to start flowing into Gaza in the coming days. He stated that he had secured commitments from Israel and Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing connecting Egypt to Gaza. As part of this agreement, an initial convoy of 20 trucks carrying essential supplies like food and water and medicine will be allowed to enter the Gaza Strip. Sand flies are causing skin infections in the United States.
The tiny flies are about a quarter of the size of a mosquito and live in forested, warm, wet areas. Medical epidemiologist at the CDC, Dr. Mary Kam, told CNN that they can be particularly dangerous because it can be hard to notice if you've been bitten. She said the CDC has detected the infection leishmaniasis in many tissue samples collected from patients who say they haven't traveled outside the country. I'm Dave Collins.
Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocketing through the weekend edition of the program. And, of course, we are broadcasting, of course, this morning all across your radio dial, and we are very, very pleased indeed with a lot of the great response we're getting to the program and a lot of the great messages that are coming in. I appreciate it, and we're definitely going to be able to respond to you. It's a lot of times it's a lot of different messages that do come in. So just know that I'm definitely getting them, and I definitely want to respond to you, and we will be doing that here not too long from now. All right. So once again, we had Joe Biden when he went to Israel. But there's something I want to bring in here because talking about last segment, not really instilling confidence in a lot of things. Well, let's take a listen here to Joe Biden on Air Force One. When he did sort of an impromptu press availability. And there's some of these things that just kind of don't make a lot of sense. It's not very presidential, and it just kind of makes you scratch your head and say, you know, what is, you know, this is the guy. This is the guy they got to wake up in the middle of the night and say, you know, Gaza is, you know, is attack, or Hamas rather is attacking from Gaza. What do you want to do, Mr. President? This kind of thing, and it just doesn't engender a lot of confidence. But also, and also just because of the sort of his incoherent way of talking about it, but here's a particular clip from Air Force One where he's asked about, are the Israelis operating within the rules of war that you talked about last week? Let's listen to his response.
Are the Israelis operating within the rules of war that you talked about last week being so important?
Good talking to you.
Thanks, everybody.
That was it. I'm going to leave now because I don't want to answer that question. And it goes to my point from the earlier segment, and that is, did Joe Biden go to Israel just to make sure that he, you know, laid it on the line about the rules of war, the law of war? Almost as if, you know, Israel has got to be sort of controlled and make sure that they understand that that they can't do anything really that goes after Hamas. And of course, the subtext is, well, they'll go in and they'll kill all these people and innocent people and so forth. But I don't really think that that's their intent. I don't think that's what they're planning to do or have planned to do in the past. But where is the bosses of Hamas and other countries saying, now, Hamas, now, wait a minute, now, you got to tamp all this down. The mayhem and the killing and the murdering was way too over the top. Now, remember, there are laws of war. Not one bad actor country is going to say that to Hamas. Why? Well, it's simple. Because they're bad actors. Because they have a vested interest in Hamas's mission in order to destroy Israel. So there is a lot of dancing around of what's actually the intent in this war, in this attack, in this massacre that started it. Somehow, it's justifiable for the massacre to happen because of the Israeli occupiers, the Israeli colonists, as they're called. You know, it's the level of absurdity. The level of absurdity is so far off the charts that it's almost as if you're watching a movie where the plot is so farcical that you just don't believe it. Now, they would never do, nothing like this would ever happen. This is completely unbelievable. But the sad portion of this, my friends, is that it is believable. There are people out there who really think that Israel has to be done away with, that they are fundamentally bad and fundamentally have to be taken apart. But when you see the pictures of the people who have been confirmed dead, some that went to defend their country, that jumped up and started to fight back, and they finally get the word back that they were killed or they were found at this place, they were found at that place. It is absolutely gut-wrenching. And it's something that nobody should ever have to experience. But this is where we're at. This is where we're at. All right, we do have a call coming in. Line one, you're on the air. Welcome to the program. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Jim from Nyack.
Hey, Jim from Nyack. Good to hear from you again.
You were talking about farcical. I want you to know you have bleed over into the phone. There's two different audios in it, but I'll proceed. You were talking about farcical with what we're doing in Israel with Palestine and all.
Right.
Answer me this. We do give a lot of money to Israel for defense, correct?
Well, of course, yes.
Okay, and I believe that Joe Biden just authorized $100 million for Gaza, which we know they're run by Hamas, So that will go to guns and weapons. So aren't we basically paying for both sides of this war?
I think you're probably right. I don't think anybody believes that the humanitarian aid, and they're making a pretty big deal about it, nobody begrudges humanitarian aid, true humanitarian aid, right? Nobody begrudges that.
Yes.
But the idea is that there's no way to even begin to have some high confidence that that money and that whatever material is not just going to be consumed by Hamas and used in the war effort against Israel. You're right. It's absolutely insane. There've got to be different ways to do it, or at least a way to do it that shows that this isn't going to happen. But to just blindly do it, you know, I think is not on the up and up.
But we are funding two sides of a war, which is, talk about irony. This is just insane.
Well, right, because somehow there's that's the political element, I think. And that is, well, you know, we can't look like we're just totally on Israel's side here. We've got to do something to make sure that somehow the Palestinian refugees, as they're called, you know, that we're doing something for them, too. And I think they could do a lot more for them by making sure that Hamas doesn't have their propaganda victories and that Hamas doesn't get any more headway in this thing.
Well, we both know that the great lady, the New York Times, has already unleashed the propaganda by showing the pictures of the fake hospital and saying that the Israelis bombed it. And, of course, once it makes the initial impact on the headlines, they could say, oh, we were wrong, but they won't do that on the headlines on the front page.
Well, no, of course not. Yeah, but that damage, that propaganda damage is already out there, right?
Exactly.
It is a very...
Okay, I just wanted to put my 2 cents worth in. And not only that, but I would venture to say that the money we're giving to Israel for defense reasons and the money that we're giving to the Gaza Strip for defense reasons, and the money that we're giving to Ukraine for their own defense reasons, there's probably a lot of graft in that. You and I both know.
I don't disagree.
Have a good night, Kyle.
You too, Tony. Thank you. It was Tony, correct? No, it was... Okay, I believe that was Jim and Nyack. I have to say Jim and Nyack. I was looking at the wrong set of notes. All right, folks, it is the weekend edition. I'm glad that it's the weekend edition. I think everybody has been working for the weekend. We had that on the program yesterday for the Friday edition. We got a great song lined up this morning, which I think is going to lift everybody up as we get to our Trucker and Travelers report here on the other side of the break coming up. But Jim and Nyack, I think, had a great point. The idea, if you're really effectively arming both sides or supporting both sides, everybody wants to have humanitarian aid. Everybody thinks that, you know, this is going to be a good thing, and nobody would begrudge that. But we have to also remember that Hamas they're the ones that are in charge. They're the ones that are going to get this this money, and it's going to go right into killing Israelis. You know, President Biden has to find a way to let the American people know that that isn't what's going to happen or what is being done to make sure it doesn't happen. And not just, you know, well, the president's not available right now. Folks, stay right there. We got a lot more coming at you on the other side of the break. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocketing through the weekend edition of the program. And we hope that you've got some great weekend plans. And we're going to be talking about some of the weather plans here in just a moment because we've reached the portion of the program where we like to do what we call our Truckers and Travelers Report. And that means if you're driving across the country this morning, if you're traveling, if you're working overnight in America, wherever you are, if you're a first responder, law enforcement, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're working overnight or just up and listening with us and talking here this morning, we are so glad that you are there, and we are really, really excited about what's happening here on the show. And something else, and by the way, if you're new to the program, we also take this moment here, this part of the hour number one and hour number two, about 10 minutes to the hour, We live to do what we call our solemn promise, our solemn duty, our great ability to make sure that you stay up, that you stay awake, especially if you're driving across country. And we usually try to play something that's going to kind of pump you up. It's going to keep you going all the way down the road to wherever your destination is. And I think we have a song this morning that is going to do just that. As you know, in this program, we talk all about America. We talk all about our veterans. We talk about all of our active military, our law enforcement, our first responders. And when you're in this country and you live here and you love it, James Brown is absolutely just going to speak to your heart on this. You know why? Because we're living in America. Here we go. And that's a great thing, and it's no wonder so many people want to come to this country, and because why? And all those things that James Brown was just singing about right there, you know, it really kind of just gets you going, and it's definitely, it was an instant classic, I think, back when it came out, and certainly to be part of Rocky IV, that was also really something. You had Carl Weathers as Apollo Creed dancing at the big Las Vegas thing. I think it was in Vegas where Rocky was supposed to have the exhibition bout, right, with Ivan Drago, right, from the Soviet Union. And, of course, a terrible turn of events at that scene. And Rocky has to come back, obviously, and be victorious later on. But it was this particular song, I think is one of those songs that when you start hearing it and it comes back, you go, oh, yeah, I remember this song. And this is really great. And it just gives you a great feeling. And also, what I really liked, by the way, I'm just going to digress here for a moment. What I really liked about that whole thing in Rocky IV was such a contrast between kind of the dreary, you know, sort of Soviet perspective, right? And yet here it was all very colorful, you know, it was all very celebratory, and you know, you know, James Brown and Apollo Creed and his, you know, sort of American flag trunks and everything, you know, it was such a contrast. And I remember, see, back in those days, you had such a contrast between not just the ideologies, which are the baseline of this, but also just in the fact that people could live their lives. They could be expressive. They could, things could just be better. Why? Because you have freedom. Because you have self-determination. Because you had all these things that make up our ability to have a society that moves forward, and a society that is open, a society that you get to choose your destiny, and that's what America is all about. All right, folks, we got a pretty quiet map ultimately as we head into the weekend here. Looks like I think we still have a little bit. I think the fog issues that we saw on the West Coast last night or yesterday morning, those have subsided. Let's see. We don't have a whole lot of other things to tell you about other than when we get over to the east. But let's take a look at some of the precipitation here. Right now, heading into the weekend, we've got a lot of rain up in the New England area, certainly Boston. Looks like that rain is still west of Boston, but it could be in Boston proper here not too long from now, it looks like. But we got some heavy and moderate rain out near Albany, New York, that is. And we have a lot, as many of you may know, a lot of rain off the eastern coast of New York and of Boston in that area. So, now, this from Fox Weather. Millions of Americans in the Northeast can't catch a break as another wet weekend, I hate to tell you, is ahead as the next cross-country storm inches closer. And Alberta Clippers with the upper middle of the continuous eastward journey. And the rain condition should be put this in our forecast. Great Lakes through Friday. Fox Forecast Center said showers and some thunderstorms associated with a cold front trailing from the Clipper will spread from the mid-Mississippi Valley and expand across to the southeast. So definitely if you're in that area, especially in the northeast, you're definitely in for a wet weekend, and that's what looks like the long and the short of it there. But right now, of course, heading back over to the Midwest, our friends in Wisconsin, we're seeing a lot of snow on the radar right now up near Rhinelander. Also, if you're near Eagle River, Antigo, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And then to the west of that, through Colby, Medford, Phillips, all again in Wisconsin, you've got all kinds of rain in that area. And that snow in Rhinelander is going to head up north, and it's going to turn into rain up near Ashland and go over into Minnesota, over there near Ely and Silver Bay, where it looks like it's moderate to heavy at this time. So you definitely want to be aware of that. But if you're traveling this weekend, be sure to check ahead for the weather. Pacific Northwest is clear right now, but we may be seeing, perhaps, according to some of these predictions, maybe as we get into next week, we might start seeing some of the first storms in the Pacific Northwest or the Northwest area of the United States. For the real first big step of the season that we're talking about. So we're going to keep an eye on that. We're going to do that. You have a lot to tell you about on that. Of course, we understand that the hurricane down near Baja, California, is still there. If you were in Baja, California, down near the tip of Baja, you definitely would have lots and lots of rain. That may make its way over towards Texas here in the next few days, a couple of days at least. So you may start seeing that in the American Southwest or into Texas. So be careful out there. That's the message. And I got another message, and that is we're going to be right back after the top of the hour. Your top of the hour news comes up, and then we're going to be back with lots more, lots of great audio clips coming up next hour. So don't go anywhere. 949-822-7959. That's the number, 949-822-7959.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.